We are talking Broncos and Dolphins here on Block and Tackle. Hello and thank you for joining us. I'm Phil Milani alongside Steve Atwater and Casey Jones. These guys know how to block and tackle. Watch out. Casey, let's start with you. For the Broncos offense, it's another week and another quarterback starting.
Yeah, and another week of them struggling on offense. Only 50 yards total offense through three quarters. Trevor Siemian comes in relief of Paxton Lynch and really gives the offense a spark they really needed. Leads them on touchdown drives of 93 yards and 75 yards. And I'm convinced that they would have gotten one more series at the end of the game. They could have tied it up and had a chance to beat the Raiders.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Trevor Siemian does this week with a simplified offense, Bill Musgrave running things, if that'll help him out, knowing, hey, I'm going into this game a starter on offense. And Steve, like Casey just mentioned, if they got one more possession against the Raiders, maybe they could have completed the comeback. But Brendan Langley, a younger guy, gives up the play over the middle.
Yeah, it was a tough situation for him to be thrust into. I believe he was not expecting to have to come in and play nearly as much as he played. I think he was coming into the game expecting to play a majority of special teams. But with the fight between Aqib Talib and Michael Crabtree, he had to play and had to play well, and he just didn't show up. And, you know, that happens sometimes with younger guys. It's kind of to be expected, but I wish he could have got a chance to settle down, especially there on the last play of the game. I would imagine that he's looked at that film. He knows that he's a much better player than that. If he would have just played his technique properly, he would have been fine. I think he'll do that this week against the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah, a learning experience for Langley for sure, and I know that Broncos coaches are really high on him. They like the potential that he brings, especially with some of that athleticism. Casey, when you're looking at this Dolphins defense, it all starts up front.
Yeah, and Ndamukong Suh is a guy that they regularly need to double-team and run and pass, but that also opens up on the edge. Cameron Wake, he has 8 sacks for the year, but this is a Dolphins defense that has really struggled all year long. They have 5 starters out for this season, and they finished in the bottom third in pretty much every defensive statistical category, giving up nearly 35 points a game in the last 5 contests.
And with Ndamukong Suh, we know it's going to be a physical game. They really got after Tom Brady last week, even though Brady was able to throw a bunch of touchdown passes. Yeah, exactly. Who he doesn't do that against, I don't know. Steve, when you look at this Dolphins offense, a familiarity there with Adam Gase, and then we see Jay Cutler come back this week too.
Yeah, Adam Gase, of course, he was the offensive coordinator here for a year, head coach there for the last couple of years, and Vijay Vance Joseph, our head coach, was the defensive coordinator there under Adam Gase, and they have a very good familiarity with each other. I think both teams feel like they know the other pretty well. So that should be interesting. As you mentioned, Jay Cutler, he had a concussion from the Tampa Bay game. It'll be interesting to see how he comes back and is able to get back into the flow of things. His best game of the season, I think, was against the Oakland Raiders. He passed over 300 yards in a losing cause, though. I think he had 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, played a great game, but still in a losing cause.
We know how strong his arm is, too. He could fit that ball into some tight windows. All right, guys, let's get one final key from both of you. What do you think for the Broncos here?
I think at some point during the season it becomes less about competing against the opponent, but also it comes down to not beating yourself. And for the Broncos, it's taking care of that football. A couple weeks ago against the Bengals, you throw an interception in the end zone. It's a 13-point swing. Then last week against the Raiders, you throw another interception in the end zone. A 14-point swing. The Broncos have to limit their turnovers if they're going to expect to win.
Yeah, gosh, I thought they were just going to bang that ball in there. First and goal from the 1-yard line. What a crazy bounce of the ball, though. All right, Steve, one final key from the Broncos defense here.
Well, actually, I have a couple of keys. First off, the Miami Dolphins have had a difficult time running the ball, and they haven't been able to protect the quarterback that well. So I think defensively, we have to stuff out that run. Don't give it any air. Don't give it any life. Now, of course, their leading rusher, Jay Ajayi, he's on a different roster now. He's with the Philadelphia Eagles. The running back that stepped in for him, Damian Williams, last week dislocated his shoulder. Now we have Kenyon Drake, the third running back who's up. I think he's out of Alabama. He's the second-year guy out of Alabama, and I think we can shut that down. So I think we'll be effective getting home with 4, and if we can occasionally throw in some 5-man rushes, but keep someone in the back of the field because, again, Brendan Langley will be his first game playing extensive ball. Give him a little bit of comfort there. I think we'll be good to go.
Mix things up. Get back to that Broncos defense, right, Steve?
That's right. Man-to-man, tough, hard-nosed football, and getting to the quarterback.
Well, the good thing is one of these guys' losing streaks is going to end. The Dolphins have 5-game losing streak. Broncos, of course, 7-game losing streak. All right, that's going to do it for us. For Steve Atwater and Casey Jones, I'm Phil Milani. This has been Block and Tackle.